now.
Yep.
Hi, listeners. Now. Welcome back for another episode of Now?
Now.
Tabanash and where am I at? Smoking Butts and Tabanash Podcast.
He doesn't even know where he's at.
Well, Dave got me all flustered because I didn't know how
Travis
to go.
You're Travis again today.
I'm Travis again today, and with our other beautiful host.
Dave.
And I'm Scott.
I'm still Travis here. I'm over here.
There you
it's
are.
It's good to see you.
Yes.
I
can barely see it from all the fog.
You can barely see the water out there, the lake.
Your face looks very good on our new decals, by the way.
It does.
It pops. Pops
front
right
and center.
Of course. My face looks good everywhere.
Yes.
Everybody look, wow. The star realistic. Of that show is
a stud.
A stud.
Yeah. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
I'm like
all the time.
Pat Sajak and Banana White all in one.
I mean, his email explodes on Thursdays. After everybody listens, it explodes.
Who, Dave's does?
Yes.
I bet so.
Yes.
Yep.
I've been getting a lot of fan mail.
We need more Travis on the show.
We need more Travis. I'm like cowbell. Mm-hmm. I got a fever.
We get a lot of requests for autographs for you. Can we just have you sign stuff and mail it out? Like, have a signing?
People send it to me, and I just throw it away because I didn't think you'd want to be bothered.
Catch me on the right day. I'll do it for 25 a signature.
25 cents?
No, $25.
Oh.
Whoa.
Either $25 or two cigars of my choosing.
All right.
I'll do it.
Of my choosing.
How about a book of matches?
He threw that in there.
What kind of? Are they good matches?
Mm-hmm.
I like a good book of matches.
They're good matches.
Oh, see, I am smart. I did say my choosing. You're right. Because I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get
he's
like
getting
two,
smarter.
I'm getting smarter.
I'm going to give him credit. He's getting a little smarter.
Two cigars of my choosing, not yours. I don't want banana and grape.
That's good.
Black and mild.
Good throw in there.
There's nothing wrong with a great black and mild.
No, I didn't say there was.
If it's free, smoke
it. Free.
Free black and milds are the best black and milds ever.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's how they're good.
Yep.
Because they're free.
I remember one time at work we found a box, and there was literally about 2,000... It was nothing but just those.
Holy cow.
Little packs, like the three packs. I mean, overall, there would have been hundreds of thousands of, I don't know. There was tons
you smoke
of cigar. Them? No. I smoked a couple, and then I gave them to my nephew. He partakes of the devil's lettuce, and so he uses them for that.
No.
The devil's lettuce?
I went by. And
I've
just,
never heard that term.
I went by, and
I
just, I opened up his car door, and I just set the box there, and didn't say nothing, didn't tell him, didn't have nothing, and it was about 2 hours later, he texts me. He goes, "You're my favorite uncle in the world." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "I know you left me these."
That's funny.
He knew. Yeah, the devil's lettuce.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that.
Never heard that term.
Yeah,
I've learned something new today.
There you go.
Yep. There we go. Well, it's about time to get into the smoke, but first, stay tuned for the rubdown, where Scott made some Italian beef.
Scott's wife, actually.
Well,
you're going to throw that
give
in
the
there
benefit
now.
No, of the
I mean,
doubt here.
I started it early morning yesterday, and she finished it.
Scott put it in the crock pot and left.
It's shake and bake, not hell.
I put the meat in there to cook, and then she finished it.
Right. But right now, it's time for the smoke, brought to you by My Monthly Cigars.
My Monthly Cigars.
Good coffee.
My Monthly
Which
cigar.
Sounds delicious right now. I think I'll take a sip of my coffee here
I
in
do
just
too.
A second.
I think I will.
But this Fold week it's Smoker's Choice.
Cup. What?
Travis, yes.
No,
it is smoking.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if I was smoking. He just said Smoker's
Choice.
Well,
he's looking at you.
Oh, yep. Well, I didn't know. I am smoking one of the upsetters. It's the Zola. It's a 6x32 or 52, yeah.
It's very cologne-y.
Mm-hmm. You said florally. No.
Yeah, it smelled like a funeral home to me.
That's something a little different. The upsetters. It's made by Foundation Cigars.
Oh, okay.
It's but I like them. They're something different every once in a while. They are infused.
They're infused.
Yeah, they're still infused, but they're a little different than veering away from my Drew Estates. What are you smoking, Sean? I'm looking at you.
sorry. I'm smoking a West Tampa Attic series.
Is that your first one?
No,
I know.
I've had several.
Been saving that up, huh?
Yes.
Did you ever
smoke? I actually have maybe two out of the box I'd ordered.
Left. Did you ever smoke the ones I got you guys from Cincinnati, the new one?
No, I'm saving that for a nice, warm day where I can
sit outside.
How do you pronounce it?
Belashi?
Belashi?
Belashi? Belashi?
I don't know.
I think that's an actor, Belashi.
Belachi?
I don't know.
You haven't smoked yours either?
No.
We're saving that for an outdoor enjoy it. Because well, I want to enjoy it.
We can sit out
it.
There for a couple of hours and enjoy it.
Can I be there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We'll do it like on a recording. The podcast. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we're saving it.
Well, I've been saving this one up. Also, the EP Carrillo Pledge, which got Cigar of the Year a few years ago. And so far, it's freaking awesome.
Is that a box press? No?
Yes? I think it's like a soft box. Huh. It's what I like. Yeah. I love soft box press cigars.
Those are good. I've had those before.
I love soft boxes, too.
Yep. Yes, they're great.
I like tight
but
boxes.
If you guys want to try different kind of cigars outside. Every month.
Huh? Soft on the outside.
Tight on the inside.
Mm. You can use...
He's trying to...
He's tried yeah, to he's shut trying, us up.
Yeah, code SBTA at My Monthly Cigars and Fucking Good Coffee to get free shipping on your first order.
That's an awesome deal. And,
yeah, there's a couple different boxes. Me and Travis both get the Robusto box, which Robusto. Is four different cigars.
I get the El Presidente, which is double of everything. Yep. Eight cigars total.
You get twins of all of
twins.
Them.
Twins. Yeah. So when yeah. you like one, you have another one to back up.
That's mm-hmm. right. And have yourself some fucking good coffee to go along with it. Mm-hmm. So let's get into
which is what I'm down. Drinking this morning.
Oh. And...
Back it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no!
Dave's getting old.
We're getting a lot of buttons here, so it's getting harder
well,
to keep
why
track.
Why don't you? I mean, I'd probably put like a little sticker to tag.
I'm gonna maybe. Probably have to.
That yeah, makes sense.
I
want to
say it came with like a whiteboard thing to lay over it, but I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. But that'd anyway,
be, anyway,
that would be nice.
This week's rub down
brought to you by
Louis Barbecue Supply. In Heron, Illinois.
Beautiful yep. Heron, Illinois.
That's right.
Beautiful. Downtown Heron, Illinois.
Heck yep. yeah.
Aaron over there hooks us up with the rubs, and we cook them.
Yep, and this week it's kind of a double whammy, because this is from Louis P&R, which you can buy, I imagine, nationwide.
Yeah. I think I see it at all Walmarts.
I saw it
pretty yeah. much.
When I was in Jungle Gyms in Cincinnati, they had a huge display over there.
Oh,
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
That's so very awesome.
I think it's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, it's to me, it's like the only Italian beef seasoning yeah. to use. After all the ones I've tried,
yeah.
this is the one. Like,
it's the easiest, just open it up and dumping it in.
It's awesome just by itself. You can zazz it up however you want.
Have you ever used it on chicken?
Yes, we've made Italian chicken.
Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
And I actually like that better. I like Italian chicken better.
Like a than Italian boneless meat. Breast? Or
yeah,
like
boneless breast. Boneless breast. Mm-hmm. Yep, shredded up and it's so good.
Yes.
It's very good.
Very delicious.
So tell us how you guys made this, Scott.
I started in the morning. We actually cook it in pickle juice. Take distilled pickle juice, dump in there with the meat, let that cook. I don't know, 5-6 hours.
Which I've never heard of that before.
I've heard of it.
But. She's done that for years. Then she'll take it out, shred it. Then she'll put all the seasonings in. She puts the Louis in, seasoning. And then she dumps a bottle of Italian dressing and some minced garlic in there. And then lets it cook another 4 or 5 hours. Until it's done. So. Nice. And I think today she might have put just a little bit too much Italian dressing, or maybe it was the brand she used. I don't know. I'm going to have to
it
find out.
It could be that we're eating Italian beef at 8 a.m.
Well, that has a lot to do with
the first thing we've ate. That's the first thing I've ate all day.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were recording early.
Yeah.
And that was the plan to do that. So,
how about you go last?
I'll go last.
Okay. So trying this is very complex. I've had a lot of Italian beefs living where we live. And
yes.
I will start it off by saying it was very good, very delicious, super tender, like one of the most tender Italian beefs I've ever had, honestly. But man, that sour note kicks you right in the teeth. and I don't dislike it. It was just different.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it with Italian dressing in it either, because immediately I got the oil texture, which isn't not a bad
thing. And
that's
why I think that it may be what kind of Italian dressing she used in there. I don't know.
So it's not like she sticks with certain.
No. I mean, it's just
Valley or whatever.
Usually she'll just buy like a cheap because we're dumping it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if she's got a box. We love the Olive Garden Italian dressing.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think that's what normally is put in there, and I don't think that's what was put in. Because to me, the Italian garden is not as oily.
That's so, true.
I think we put something else in there.
Olive Garden.
What did I say?
You said Italian garden.
Oh, Olive Garden.
Same thing.
Sorry, yeah. You knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
There is one thing missing from my sandwich. Not necessarily from the Italian beef, from my sandwich. But I'll save that for later.
Okay.
Travis?
I had it with no bread because I wanted just to try the actual meat. And wow, the first bite I got the pickle. Like just smacked me right in the face.
See, I don't get the pickle taste.
My first bite.
I get the Italian dressing taste.
Yeah, my first bite. And that was the only one that I was like, holy crap, wow. I'm like, because I wasn't expecting it. And I think I had remembered you telling me that she had done it with pickle, you know, before in years
she's
past.
She's done that for years.
But it was good. Dave's right. It was very tender. It was cooked right. It was actually shredded up good. I think some people cook them and they don't take enough time shredding it.
Yep.
And then you get them big chunks that are like just roast that are still dry. It was very good. And I really liked it because it was very complex. There was a lot of things going on with it, but I like stronger taste, flavors.
Yes.
And so are we thinking about the same thing that we had said when he was out of the room? Can I say that? Or no? Are you saving that for later? Because I agree with you on that 100%.
Oh, talking about me out of the room.
No, it dawned on him what it needed, and I said, oh, yes, okay. What I normally put on
Well, he was going to come back to something.
I know. Yeah. That's why.
We'll come back.
Okay, that's why I didn't say anything. Okay. So I'm done.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Give your thoughts.
Go for it.
I mean, I like it. That's how we normally cook it.
Yeah, this is your...
This is our go-to Italian beef. That's how we cook it. I think it was a little too tart today, but I think that's the dressing that was used.
But, might be.
I mean, we will still, like, I think the pickle juice, cooking the meat in the pickle juice kind of helps tenderize it a little more.
I think you're right, man.
That's why we do that. So I just think toning down the dressing would be key.
Yeah, there you go.
When you guys, and I'm like this, I don't have, quote, recipes or whatever. When you do that, do you normally do one bottle that per that crock pot, or like some people are like, oh, I have to do 6 ounces of this.
If I'm doing it, I don't. I'll do maybe a half a bottle and let it cook an hour, taste it. If I think it needs more, then add it.
Okay.
I'm assuming she just went dumped the whole bottle in.
Because most stuff like that, like I don't, when I make that, I don't have a set, well, I'm going to do 2 packets. Or sometimes I'll just taste them like, it needs a little bit more.
Yeah. That's the way I do. Yeah. I'll start and then just kind of add to it.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
So the only thing that I was missing from my sandwich was a nice slice of provolone cheese. Mm, yes. And I think that would have counterbalanced the sour.
I didn't even think it. See, I don't do cheese on the
Italian beef. You're missing out.
That's what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it because I didn't have the sandwich.
I didn't think about that.
I just had it in a bowl and he said it. And I said, yes, that's what I always do. Is we either have provolone or mozzarella there, whichever one you want. And
some kind of white cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even Swiss. I've had Swiss.
I haven't had
good.
Swiss on one. I've had mozzarella and
so what that does, aside from being delicious, is it keeps your bread from getting all soggy and shitty.
Well, if you eat fast enough, it doesn't get soggy.
That's true. Which I like it a little soggy.
I do too.
The cheese, like, you can let
it's
it sit
kind of
there
a
minute.
Buffer.
Yeah. And then it'll, like, slowly go around the cheese and soak in. Like, sometime I'll just, like spoon a little bit of the juice over the sandwich, like they do at Portillo's when they dip it and all that stuff. But yeah, that was it. It was very good, very very good sandwich.
It was cooked again.
And I'm gonna go ahead and rate the Louis Italian beef seasoning out of 10. Like I can't think of anything that can possibly be better on Italian beef than Louis seasoning. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Travis?
So we're just doing the seasoning. The Italian beef itself, I'll give it
a 9.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
And it would have been a 10 with a piece of cheese.
That's right.
Damn. But that's not your fault.
Do I have time to run to Walmart and get some?
Yeah.
Nope. I'll give the Italian beef a 9. Yes, and the Louis seasoning, Italian beef seasoning on that, a 10. Because I was just sitting here thinking, I've never tried. I wonder what it would be like if you just sprinkled a little bit of that like on a steak and cooked
it. I don't know. It's probably pretty good.
The Italian seasoning?
The Italian beef seasoning, but just kind of, you know, you can't do too much, but just sprinkle that over. Maybe when you're done, just top it with that.
Maybe what that's about something. Sprinkling it on some, like, chicken Alfredo just as a topper?
Yeah.
I wonder how that would be.
Because you said you'd done it, you basically made shredded chicken one before. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done it and just used it basically as a marinade.
Yeah.
And mix it up and put it in there and let it soak overnight and then cook the chicken
the next day. We should experiment sometime.
We should.
It was really good like that.
Cook some chicken steak.
We need to score some deer meat from one of our hunter friends and use.
Scott's a hunter. He goes deer hunting every year. Well, on a tractor.
I didn't this year.
We need somebody that brings meat home.
I was in the C-word doing that shit. I couldn't go.
He sends me pictures of him hunting, and he's sitting on a big orange tractor in the middle of the field.
Well, it's orange. They can't see
it. They're colorblind, but I'm like,
what's the problem?
Nothing.
I've killed a lot of deer off a tractor.
I'm sure you have.
I
go, are you seeing
a tractor? Me and my
grandpa
back in the day, he would drive around. Statute of limitations up.
Yeah, right? It's up. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this was years ago. I was a kid, 10, 12, whatever. I'd sit on the back on the bush hog, and he would drive the tractor around.
You grew up just like I did.
And the guns weren't legal to be shooting,
but
we killed a lot of deer back then.
It probably wasn't legal to be shooting the deer when you shot them.
Probably not.
Well, technically, yes, because he had a landowner's permit.
Oh, back
then. We was just using the wrong gun.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. Them high-powered rifles will go a long way.
Now, let me ask you this. Just because I said you grew up like I did. When your grandpa was driving around doing this, was he bush hogging at the time?
No.
Oh.
No.
See, my dad did.
Oh, no. That doesn't even sound safe.
That's like literally, we have my dad's first tractor, and we still have it at home because I won't let him sell it. Like I said, when you die, I want that tractor. It's an old Ford 8N, an old tractor. And, I mean, I thought we were rich as rich could be just because we had this old crappy tractor that was faded, you know, but had the bush hog, and he would go around, and I would like stand on that well kind of, you know, the metal right there, and then like one time I jumped on, and you know, he just turned it on. I'm like, this is cool. I'm back here like surfing, and we're going around bush hogging.
Oh my God.
If somebody saw somebody
that
do
does
it
not
yeah they would
safe.
Call no. DCFS now or something. They saw
I
stood
mean what
on
if
top.
You fell down into the PTO.
I know there's so many things
that
now
even
that
sound good.
I look at it and I'm like, well, he didn't see anything wrong with it, and I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Maybe he was wishful
thinking. I mean, being
thinking.
An older,
yeah, he was like,
being an older tractor, that might have been a full-time PTO. He may not have been able to shut it off.
You could, it had the switch, but I mean,
some of the older ones,
they didn't.
It ran all the time.
This one, you had the switch down here. You turn it on and off, but I mean, it's not quick. I mean, you turn it off, it's still going for a while.
That's awesome.
Childhood memories.
Yep.
That's why I want that tractor. I just remember
going with him. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll give the seasoning a 10. I love that seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian beef today, I'm going to give it a 9. I think it could have been a little better. I think it was a little tart.
Well, 9's pretty good.
I know.
I kind of like the tart.
I'm with Dave.
I'm not used to it being that tarty, I guess. Okay. So you guys like it.
I really did. It's really good. Even if I had just used the bread to tone it down a little bit, but I really wanted to taste the meat, and I liked it.
I think you're right.
It had
a lot of flavor. Like, I don't want to say cheaper, but like the more run-of-the-mill Italian dressings are a lot more sour and oily.
Yeah.
So I think you're right there.
I think the Olive Garden,
that would be good.
Is what we normally use. I think that. I don't think she used that this time.
We make a really good salad with that. Mix it all up.
There's
something.
That's good.
Rebecca makes it with one of the pimentos. That's what I'm thinking of, the little red thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mix that in there and some feta cheese and onion.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yummy. And you're talking about with the dressing.
With the Olive Garden dressing.
Sprinkle some of that seasoning in there.
Oh.
That'd be good.
That might be a little over the top.
I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah. It's really good, but the thing is, like, okay, we're getting ready to eat. You got to mix it up then and eat it. Like, you let it sit, and then it gets real wet, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but so that's a winner.
It's a winner.
Every time it's
You're a wiener.
I'm a wiener. I didn't win Thursday
night,
though.
Have you guys ever ate at Portillo's?
Yes. That's, where's that at?
It's up northern.
I don't think I have.
Is there one? Is there one in Chicago?
Probably. Yeah, is it a all pizza joint? Up there. No, it's Italian beef.
I haven't. It's
sausage. I had training up there and ate at one time.
I think they're like twice.
Yeah.
The first time I wasn't sure because it's different.
Yeah.
Because it's more like a chopped beef.
Right.
And then the second time, I knew what I was getting into, and I really enjoyed it. It was really good.
Oh, it's more chopped. Okay.
Yeah, and like the person that used to live up there that I know, they were like, you got to get it with the, you know, peppers and stuff on there, with the hot peppers, and have them dip it and all this stuff and just eat it with a fork. And they were right. It was
freaking, I think I've
awesome.
Seen that like on the Travel Channel. They dip the whole sandwich. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They pull it out. It's dripping, man.
I've seen that.
Just eat it with a fork, and it's so good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty. There's one in Indianapolis.
Is that where you're eating today?
I think it's on the other side of town.
Oh.
So we will not
eat. Well, he's not eating anywhere until dinner, he did say.
That's right.
His wallet is not coming out until dinner
tonight.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Because we just had some Italian beefs for breakfast.
Yeah.
Our stomachs are going to be so messed up after doing this podcast for so long.
Well, that's okay.
But yeah, I recommend trying Portillo's. It's very good. It's they got like Italian sausages. And they have one that's the Italian beef and a sausage on the same sandwich. And
I bet that's good.
That's what I got last time. And it's freaking awesome. Hmm. Their fries are good, and they have chocolate cakes for dessert. It's good, too.
Chocolate cake?
Yep.
I just wanted to say that.
Oh. Anyway.
Any.
While we're talking about cooking, yeah. I'll just go ahead and get into the new thing that I made this week. With smash burger tacos. Yeah. Since I've been playing with the flat top.
I've seen those online, and they look really good.
Well, yeah. I want to know how you did yours.
So I took the ball of the beef and just kind of, I had the taco-sized low-carb.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Laf.
Yeah.
Fiesta or whatever it is. And smashed with the tortilla on top.
Okay, so you did,
I let it fry through, and then I flipped it, you know. But at this point is when I stopped losing faith that it was going to be worth the crap. Because then liquid started building up on top of the tortilla. So I got nervous and I flipped it back over a while.
Okay.
And when I did that, I put cheese on it, like shredded cheese, and let the cheese fry to the patty.
Okay.
It was really good. So it worked out fine. Like, they were very good. But I was expecting something different, I guess. Like,
I haven't made them yet, and I'm kind of leery. I don't know.
Yeah, I dressed mine like a cheeseburger. I put onions, mustard, and pickle, and that was pretty awesome. I'll do that again, but I don't know why people are smashing the patty with the tortilla, because it doesn't adhere to it at all.
No, and it to like, me,
I don't know why you wouldn't fry the patty while you're toasting the tortilla.
So put it together after it's cooked.
And yeah, then, just make a normal smash burger.
Then maybe even have some cheese on top of the tortilla and slide the patty off on it.
And my thing is, all I keep thinking is when they got that tortilla, and okay, you smash it and you leave it, and I know, the smash burger's thin enough that it's going to cook all the way through, but I like taking mine and flipping them and getting kind of that burnt on the other side.
Yeah.
Of the burger, you know what I mean?
Because like you don't get the crisp.
Yeah,
on
you
the
don't get that
other side.
Yes.
Of it.
And I'm like, it's gonna be done, but.
Yeah. So I think it's just kind of a fad. It's idea to use a smash burger patty on your taco, I think.
Yes.
Because it's like the same size, so you get meat in every single bite, and it's not falling out on you.
Yeah.
So it was very good that way, and they were really good left over, actually. Because the grease kind of went away.
Okay.
And when I heated it up in the microwave, they were nice and pliable. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. If you do it, make sure you have a taco tray mold. Because after that burger sits for a couple of seconds, it ain't bending.
No, yeah.
It's just going to break.
Yeah.
So have your taco mold and then let those sit on there and take shape. So I'm learning. So I'll try it again.
I've seen people do them both ways, either the actual cheeseburger, traditional cheeseburger way, or like a taco.
Yeah, right, right.
And I'm like, I don't know which way to do it.
I had a thought to put french fries like in it next time. Like put a couple French fries, like burger and fries.
Imagine that. Dave like them.
I know. Yeah. French fries.
French fries.
French fries are delicious. Even though I don't eat them very often.
He's probably going to tell us Louis seasoning would be good on fries. That'll be next.
It probably.
I don't know.
He'll try it.
He likes seasoning on all fries.
Yeah. I don't think we've
probably
had one yet.
Some, like fried potatoes. I bet that would be good.
Ooh, that would be good.
Ooh, that sounds
some
good.
Some ranch dressing on it.
Stephanie makes good fried potatoes.
I got a little experimental the other night, too.
I saw that.
In 40 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
Well, it was like, one of those things. It was,
you're trying to cook on a Blackstone.
No, I cooked him on the on the pit boss.
Oh, okay. I thought you used Blackstone.
No, hell no. I wouldn't have done that standing out there. But it was one of those things, because I think it was Tuesday night, and there was a big package of chicken breast that we had bought. And she goes, we need to cook this. Well, she had set it out Sunday night, let it thaw out. And so I'm like, well, okay, I've got to do something with it. And I went in there and looked, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to make some stuffed ones. And I just pulled out everything in the fridge we could stuff them with. I did two of them with goat cheese, which was good. And I did the other two with feta. And then the last two, I did those. We like them. Most restaurants call it like smothered and covered. It sauteed some mushrooms, put that down on top of it, and then put some cheese on top and kind of melt that with it. It was good.
Sounds pretty good.
We had, different kinds. The two that I did stuffed, and I know we talk almost every episode about this, but I put the loot and booty on that one.
Yeah, man.
I have not found a single thing that's bad on it.
No, it's good on
I
everything.
Still haven't yet to cook it on a ribeye or something, but
was at Bass Pro Shop in Memphis this past week, and he sent me a picture of loot and booty, a beef one. There's a beef rub. I want to try that.
Well, I'll tell Aaron to get it in.
Yeah, because down there it was like $15, and I was like, bother.
Don't get it,
Because I want.
They're high.
I want Aaron to carry
I've
all
looked
of
at
them.
They always have
their
a lot.
Their seasonings and sauces are always high.
Yeah.
They always have a lot, but they're
Their fishing lures and things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking one day they're going to charge us just to walk in.
I'm surprised they don't.
Yeah. Because
but
you know,
you can find like some clothes that are reasonable priced.
Well, I found some stuff.
But it's like that other accessory shit is always high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bought a lot of Under Armour clothing there.
Yeah.
It's priced very good. And
like you can find t-shirts, $10-$15 on sale. You can get stuff cheap, but.
Yep. Not bad.
But anyway, I did the chicken. Those all turned out okay. I was kind of trying to learn with the chicken. The hard part was, okay, I sliced it, which on another note, that was the first night I had used my Cutco knife that I got. Love that thing.
Is it awesome?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, I sliced, cutting those chicken breasts in half. Oh, it was like
butter.
I'd
like to have one.
Yeah.
Just for that sort of thing.
I'll let you try that one. I'm not going to let you have it because I like it.
All right. I was watching one of my reseller guys on YouTube the other day, and they found a Cutco knife at the Goodwill bins. So it ended up costing them like 20 cents.
Oh, my God.
Because they do it by the pound there. Like, you fill a bag.
Yeah.
They weigh it, and it's like 35 cents a pound or something of whatever you buy.
Yeah.
So, he turned around and sold it for like $80 the next day.
It was nice.
Wow.
It was nice. I could definitely see.
Yeah, there's nothing better than
a
good
knife. So, are they worth it, you think?
I mean,
after using it?
Because I looked up that one, and I mean, it went anywhere from 90 to 115 or something, depending on, I guess, where you bought it. I think even on their side, it was like 110 or something for that one I got. But it's a... Yes, I think so.
It's worth it.
I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something that I will spend money on is a good knife. Like, I found my perfect barbecue knives, but I'm kind of in the market for a new set of kitchen knives in the next year or so because ours are getting old. They have a couple chips in the blades here and there, and we've lost a couple of steak knives. No telling where
in the trash.
Yeah, I imagine
somebody threw away by accident.
One of my relatives in law is throwing them in the trash can, and she'll hear this, so she'll be like, "No, I did not.
No, I did not."
But that's my guess.
We've lost a lot of forks and over the years around here.
Yep. Yeah, I want to try the Cutco knife beside my knives, the Victorinox.
I'll say yours are nice.
Yeah, they're great. Like, I have zero complaints. They're awesome. But I want something that looks kind of fancy for the kitchen
this
also.
This one does look fancy. I felt like a Japanese chef. I want to get that little holster for it, like, you know, like they do when they're doing
You'll cut yourself.
I will, but it'll be cool for a while.
You don't need that.
I'm also looking at the Dahlstrom knives, but man, they're expensive.
But your set. Your set was only, what, like 100 and something,
well,
200
at the
bucks?
Time, it was like 150. Now it's like $300.
Oh, it's went up,
yeah. Yeah, dude, they're like 50 bucks a knife now.
Wow. Should have bought when
so
you
I
bought.
So I should have ordered 2 years ago when you told me to.
Yeah, they still pop in. They don't have that exact set anymore, but they have a similar one that's between $200 and $300. But
even then, for 300, how many knives did you get in that set?
I got like 5 or 6. Okay, so you're it's still a good deal.
So $100, $100 for the knife I have.
Yeah, which really I would recommend building your own set.
Because there's some you don't use.
Yeah, because really my favorite one is the 8-inch fillet knife that I ordered separately.
Wow.
And I use that more than anything, hands down. I don't use the chef's knife a whole lot.
No.
It'd be more for in the kitchen. I do use the slicer when I make brisket and stuff like that. And then I use the boning knife to cut up chicken and stuff.
Yeah, I would probably keep the one I have. And then all I need is a good slicer.
Yeah. I need to find somebody that does leather work around here to make a carrier, like a roll-up knife carrier. Because the one that came with it was just canvas and it's crappy.
Oh, well, I see.
Yeah. You know.
I gotcha.
Scott, have you been doing any good new cooking?
I have not this week. I have hardly been home all week. Monday we went to local Elks to buy the Queen of Hearts tickets, which was $297,000, and I did not win.
I didn't either.
And Wednesday and Thursday, the local state basketball championship's going on. The local team's playing, so I went to Wednesday night's game, and I went last night.
How'd they do?
They actually won last night. They go to the what they call the Super Sectional. They're in the state tournament now.
Sweet.
So they play Monday night.
I have to say, I'm really
And excited. I think I may go.
Where is it?
Is that Ben? Yeah, it's at SIU.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
I'm going to take my dad. He wants to go. So.
What night is it?
Monday night.
I bet Cole would like to go to that.
I bet he would.
My youngest one. I don't know where he got it, but he loves sports. I mean...
He didn't get it from you.
He did not get it from me. He did not get it from Rebecca. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
The Benton team's fun to watch. Good,
really?
Good team player, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He's 13, and, like, he'll go to a game and watch it.
Yeah.
Like, we go to
you
the...
You should take him.
Yeah. Like, he'll watch the game, not go and play with the other kid. No, he's like, I want to watch the game. I'm like...
I wonder if Oliver would like that. I bet he would.
I don't know.
He's a sports kid, too.
But we should all
Max
go.
Max used to like sports. Yeah, we might, actually. That'd be fun.
Why don't you buy us tickets, Scott, and we'll meet?
Well, my dad's going to get our tickets today. So,
oh, well.
I mean, I don't.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever, Scott. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we have any extra for you two knuckleheads.
Well.
I don't know how many they let him buy. Probably just his season tickets, what he's got.
So is it just the one game, or they have like a tournament that day?
There's just one, and if they win that, then they'll play Thursday in Champaign.
Oh, cool.
Hmm.
I bet those kids are jacked up.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was fun last night.
They're really going to be jacked up if they win the one Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they're going to play, so they'll get, well, first, second, third, or fourth. So.
Heck, yeah. That'd be sweet. So you haven't been up to anything other than that, huh, Scotty?
No. Like I said, I haven't been home. Monday, we was over there. Wednesday, Friday, I went to the game. No, I haven't cooked anything all week.
Wow.
It's
out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm going to some good weather. I'm going
to
smoke some cream cheese later on.
Mm-hmm. Told me that.
Because some of the neighbors are coming over to hopefully finish the Italian beef.
Hopefully they bring cheese.
If Max left any in there, I don't know.
Oh, there's plenty of them. I think we're good there. Now you can eat another sandwich before he leaves.
Nice. I actually went to the Elks the other day, too, with our other teammate, Corey. Which... I don't know why. He just doesn't ever want to be on the podcast. But he's my cooking partner when we're out and about. And that's the first time I've been in a bar in probably 4 years.
No. Because we've been in a bar when we went to Waterloo.
Do you guys really consider...
Well, yeah.
You've walked in a bar. Because I've been in a bar with
you guys really consider an Elks a bar?
The L?
Yeah. It's like even, it's not like a young person
right.
bar.
To me, it's an old, it's older, like a, calmer.
It's still a bar.
Laid back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so actually, Travis, at Waterloo, I like walked in the bar and walked right back out. Yeah. And went and hung out under the tent.
But we walked, and even we went in the Blue Room. That's been in a lot the last 4 years.
That's more of a...
That's a bar.
That's a bar.
Yeah.
That bar that serves food. And it's not saying it's bad. Like I don't consider... Old Charlie's a bar.
So this is the most bar-oriented bar that I've been in since Pool League, when I stopped playing that like 4 years ago. And it was different.
Yeah.
It was loud. Mm-hmm. And, I had fun, though. They had a couple good beers there.
Was there a lot of people there Wednesday night?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
see, we went Monday night. There might have been a dozen people in there.
I mean, the bar was full, and then people were all at the tables filling out their tickets. And, of course... Corey had to play the machines before we went.
Did he win?
No. Mm. No.
Did his girlfriend go with you?
No.
No.
I think she was happy that I went, so she wouldn't have to go.
She wouldn't have to fill out tickets.
Right. Corey brought in a list. Like, I guess everybody sent money with
him.
Gave
him money. I'm like, I don't know.
It was
do
like 10
shit.
People, too. He was filling out tickets for 2 hours.
Oh, no. I'd be like, you can ride with me. Yeah,
I bought a stamper on Amazon. With my name,
remember
my name and phone number, $10 on Amazon, well worth it.
I bet.
You just go, and then just write your number on
there. Remember that guy at was it Stillville that we went to? He would do that. I'm like, he's got a whole stamp, but he had a whole table full of these tickets.
I mean, literally, you can be done in 5 minutes. I mean, it depends on how much you buy. But
yeah, I need one of those.
Oh, $10 on Amazon, well worth it.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's some serious Queen of Hearts business there, buddy.
That's lazy is what it is.
It's efficient.
After the first time of riding, I'm like, I'm ordering a stamper because there was another guy over there doing that. And I'm like, that son of a bitch. And I'm still writing. I get writer's cramp. Like, I'm not.
Did it for $10, does it come with its own little ink pad too?
Yeah, it's like built in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Well.
It's very nice.
When you do it, I want you to do it really hard. Like, wham, wham.
It don't take much.
Yeah, just no. Every time, go back and forth real hard. And say winner every time. Winner, winner.
So if you need anything stamped with my phone number, let me know.
I will. When it comes in, I'll have you stamp something.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe my chest.
Okay. Your butt.
Then get it tattooed on.
Yeah.
Have him stamp it.
At comps, I'm gonna do it on his forehead.
Yes.
Yeah.
If found, please return to Scott Hall.
If you see this guy walking around with a handle of Fireball,
that
call
was
this
only
number.
One comp. That was one comp.
That's hilarious.
That's what we needed.
That was only one comp.
Oh, man. We weren't looking for him.
Tom kept going. I'm worried about him.
I'm worried about him. I go, he's all right. Screw him.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'm serious. I think we need to go look for him. I'm like, okay. And then we couldn't find him. We thought he was across the street at the crack horse house, and he's over here sitting with some guys.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm drunk.
Was you with the Australian dudes, or where was you at?
I don't know. I made the Canadians.
Canadians, that's why.
I walked by. I go, Canadians, eh?
Hey.
They just
looked at
me. They just glared at me.
I'm like, come on, Travis.
Yeah, he goes, they don't
we
like
gotta
you.
We got to go.
We're going to get kicked. We're going to get our ass whipped.
They didn't think it was funny like our friend Luke. No, they didn't say anything. They just glared at me. And I'm like.
They didn't have the sense
of humor.
I'm like,
you can't come to Southern Illinois from Canada and have flags up and everything and not expect that shit. You know, but.
They didn't laugh.
Yeah, but then, yes, speaking of that, I was drunk, and so I'm sitting on this curb collecting my thoughts. Actually, I was trying
not to pass out.
No, I was trying to get the feeling back in my legs to where I could walk back across the parking lot to the tent. And these guys, I see him and Dave Daly going, and I'm like, well, they're looking for me because they're looking around and I can see him in the crowd. And we had ran into this, yes, he's right, this crack whore that was walking around. And
was giving her drinks.
Well, she came, can I have some of that? So I literally had a handle of Fireball and I'm sitting there drinking it. So I gave her a shot. And she's like, well, I just live right over there. And Dave and Scott was with us then. I just live right over there. And so I'm sitting there and I watch them. And so in my humor, I couldn't yell. And I just said, well, I'm going to watch them look for me. I know they're looking for me.
And we stand there looking at the house.
Yeah,
me and Dave are trying to decide which one of us is going to go up and knock
so
on
the
door.
So they walk over to the house, and I'm like, them MFers think I'm at that crack whore's house.
And then he hollers at us.
I go, hey, I'm not over there. They, oh, okay. We weren't looking for you. Yeah, right.
No, he was.
They were. Come on, come back to the tent with us.
Was this in Murfreesboro?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a good time.
It was a good
time. There's a few of those houses over there. I used to work over there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right along where that's set up at there.
It's interesting.
That girl invited me over with all six of her teeth and scabs all over her face. Oh, gosh. Oh yeah. And
I'm sure I went to her house to collect money.
And the thing is she took a shot, and I took the bottle back, and Scott goes, "You're not going to drink out of that again, are you?" I go, "Yeah, I am. I just drank
it." Oh, yeah, he drank the whole bottle.
I drank a whole handle, yeah.
You shared it with the band.
I shared it
with
the
band. You didn't get up on stage. You handed it to them.
I walked up, and they were
they was all doing shots. You was pouring in their mouth.
Yeah, the lead singer came over, and I poured some in his mouth. He was laying down. Well, we were trying to be sterile. We didn't want everybody to slobber all over the bottle.
Yeah, there you go.
But it was a good night. Actually, it ended up a bad night. But
I have a pretty good whiskey story. Like, I wasn't drunk or anything. But I went to a concert. It's been, I don't know, 6 years probably now in by St. Louis at Pops. I'm sure people, like everybody around here has been to Pops, I'm sure. Maybe not you guys. But it's an awesome place to go see a concert. Do you remember the Copper Dragon?
Mm. Yeah.
It's like that.
Well,
it's like
a small venue.
It's a lot like that.
Okay.
But it's like got a full-blown bar in the same room as the stage and stuff. So you're like right there. If you want to be like right on stage, you can be if you're brave enough and strong enough. And we went to see Yellow Wolf, and a guy opened up for him named Mikey Mike. Actually, that was the night that Jelly Roll was with him also.
Oh.
And Mikey Mike opened up, which is awesome. Everybody should check out Mikey Mikey. Doesn't have a whole lot of music out there, but it's pretty great. And he had a handle of Jack Daniel's Honey, which I really love.
Oh,
and
that was the last one that did me in.
Travis hasn't drank since that bottle.
Yep, I have.
Me and my friend made our way up to right at the stage, and he walked over and just handed that bottle to us, and we just started drinking. He took it back. It was pretty awesome. It was a good time.
There you go.
You have drank one. You had a margarita at Greenville with Nick.
Yeah, and I had because right after it had happened, a couple of weeks, that was when the four of us went down to Paducah.
Oh, with the old-fashioned.
And you had bought me
an old-fashioned Havisham.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a few drinks in, but I have not tied one on.
No, I haven't either.
Well, that's my problem with drinking.
Well, I have, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm not a... I don't enjoy it. Like, I don't sit around... Like, mine is a cigar. Like, you know, most guys will come home from work and say, "Oh, I need a beer," and they sit down in the summer and relax and have a couple of beers. I just sit down and have... As long as I have my cigar, that's my, you know,
indulgence. See, my problem is I love cigar sipping on some bourbon.
Yeah.
That's my downfall.
Yeah. I like that, but I love the cigar part of it more than the bourbon. So I'm just...
See, I like the combination of the two.
I just went with the cigar.
See, I'm more towards the bourbon side. Like, I love a cigar with bourbon, but I'm happy just sipping a little bit of bourbon.
Yeah, see, I'm just happy with the cigar.
So that's why we fit together so well, I think.
My problem was, if I go to drink, I had one goal in mind, to get fucked up.
I actually haven't been drunk since I was at your house at the party barn. Boy, I remember coming home.
Yeah.
I was behind my garage for some reason, like on the neighbor's side. And you know how my house is set up. My garage is behind my house.
Yeah.
I was behind the garage puking. And like, it just got to a point where I just had to sit down on the little hill there.
Yeah.
And I've collect my thoughts. And then I woke up like 2 hours later in the yard.
Sometimes you have to do that when you're drunk. Just sit down and collect your thoughts.
It's been like 8 or 10 years ago too, and ever since then I'm like, no, I'm not gonna get drunk again.
That's how my last one was probably 2 years ago now, or something, a year ago. I drank that bottle of Crown.
A lady at the Elks last night,
Jack.
About a week ago, she was there and I was sipping on some. She goes, "I want to drink what he's drinking." So she got one, she got two, she goes, "Man, this is good." She got three. This is about a week ago. Well, last night she was there, she goes, "Never again while I drink your stuff." I go, "Why?" She goes, "I went home and laid down, and the next thing I knew, it was coming up."
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
She goes, "Never again."
It sure will.
It's just like having a good time, bam, floor.
Like, oh, having a good time. I'm dizzy.
Yeah, I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
And mine always used to be when I would go to the bar. Like when you were at the bar walking around, talking, blah, blah, you're all good. Mine was.
Because you have your adrenaline
you
going.
You have adrenaline. Mine was always when I went to the bathroom and you tried to pee for the first time.
And you had to focus
you're
for
like,
a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
It's standing there.
Yeah. Like, just yeah. trying to stand still to pee. I'm like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So, yeah, since then, I just drink to enjoy the drink and the taste of
yes,
the bourbon.
I understand.
Or the beer.
See, my problem is I get to drink it and I enjoy it.
Yes.
And I want a second one. I want a third one.
They start going down easy.
And they go down easy and it, yeah. yeah. And then all of a sudden the wall hits me, like hard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I've known some girls like that in the past that went down easy.
Really?
Hmm?
I know a few that hit a wall pretty quick.
Yeah.
They just like take a turn. Like yeah. you'd be talking to them and just all of a sudden they're like,
it's time to go home. Let's go home.
What are you doing? Give me a little cue up. We're going to go into the... this week's Would You Rather.
All right.
Like I said, it's not that great. I did hear it on... Actually, somebody had sent a little meme thing. Or I don't know what it would be like, a little movie. He actually posted on Facebook. It's our friend Matt Brown, James Brown's brother.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he's a pastor there in Carterville. But he posted this video and it said, me talking to God or whatever, you know. Well, I was watching it and listened to it. Would you rather have your body covered in fish scales or feathers?
What was that again?
Would you rather your whole body be yeah. covered in fish scales or feathers?
Can I fly if I have feathers all over me?
See, I don't know. No, probably not. You're just... 'cause that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, if I'm fish scales, can I jump in the water like a fish? Because it didn't say I had any gills.
You would be able to swim faster.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with fish scales.
Yeah.
Because it's like kind of like an armor.
But that's the thing is then you'd be, I keep thinking like slimy like a fish when you get it, how they're real slick.
Yeah.
Then people yeah. wouldn't be able to grab you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
slide away.
Like, exactly. Ah, you can't get me.
I'm going with the fish scales.
You can't catch me.
I've
thought about it since I heard that, and I'm fish scales also.
Wouldn't people come up fuck with you and try to pick your feathers?
Yeah.
Get away from my feathers.
I mean, I wonder if that, like, hurts, like, to...
Like you're pulling...
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet it feels like you're pulling a nose hair.
I bet it does, too.
So, yeah, on fish scales.
And birds are gross. Like, birds are just filthy animals. Like, there's mites and dirt all over them and stuff. Well, fish are not. Fish are clean. Like, they're just slick.
Yeah.
So, I'm going okay. fish scales.
I'm going fish scales, too.
Then if somebody punches you, it probably wouldn't hurt as bad, either.
Yeah, I'd be like, ha-ha, I didn't even feel that.
try
it again.
Bitch.
In your face.
In your face.
Take some of this slime. Oh, you guys been watching anything on TV? I already know Scott's answer.
No. Yeah.
The newest episode of Tracker?
I did watch that. Okay. Tuesday night. I did watch that. I love that show.
We watched
so
it.
Good.
Yeah. And does it come out on Sunday nights?
Sunday nights.
Yeah. Sunday nights. Yep.
So you watched it too, Travis?
I watched the new episode of Tracker. You know, actually, that's what I was going to tell you, and I'm totally going to pronounce it wrong. There's only one show of it out last night. We watched it just last night. It's like Elizabeth, or it's on CBS because it was on
Paramount
or something, whatever CBS is on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this real eccentric. She's like was a lawyer, now she's a whatever the. And they tell that. Like, when something happened with the police, like a shooting or something, they send these people in to observe them and see if it's good or not or whatever. So she's part of that.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like a... Did you ever watch Monk back in the day?
Yeah.
She's
like an internal investigator.
She, yes, is. But she's also, like, very observant like Monk was. You know what I mean? So she is kind of like I said, Elizabeth or... It's Elizabeth, but pronounced really weird.
Okay.
It was really good. We watched the pilot of it last night, and it was funny, and it was a good show.
Huh. Nice. We might check that out.
Check
yeah.
that out.
I'll find it and send it to you guys. I can't remember exactly how to say it.
Nice.
Or even spell it.
We
it's definitely getting to where my TV time is going to be even yes. more limited, because I'm going to be outside.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
When does time change? A couple weeks?
Sunday. Mm-hmm. Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Does
is it next
okay.
Sunday?
Yep. So, yeah, in 8 days, it will be getting dark at, like, 7:30.
Oh, and then it will be getting dark at 8:30.
And nine.
That'll be nice.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
The bad thing is, though, I tend to get a lot less sleep in summer.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
I think that's what it is in winter. Like, I'm a bear. You have to hibernate over the winter and sleep.
Yeah, once because it's dark for a couple of hours, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, got to go to bed.
There's nothing to do. You can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, now when I get home, it's like, I'm just ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Put my jammies on and lay down. It's like, nothing to do.
I am. Yep, I was the same way. I was actually cooking that chicken the other night in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just kept going out and checking on it. But
heck yeah, man.
And I hate coming home through the week and cooking, because then you're cooking in the dark.
Dark, yes.
I hate that crap.
You're trying to hurry.
Yep. Yeah, I've been doing that on the flat top grill, and it sucks.
Because
you need, like, light to see when things are done on that.
I've seen a lot of people buy those little, like, clamp lights, the grill lights, and they'll put them on the side. And
to me, those don't. Though. To me, that those wouldn't put out much light.
I mean, I have three bulbs right above, and it's still not enough. Like, and it's bright, but you got to have the sunlight.
And it always seems like when I've put those lights up, no matter where you do them, and when you reset them, hang it different, it always seems like your body blocks the light.
Yep.
Like you, I'm like, I'm not standing over the grill.
It could be right in front of your face.
Yeah, it could be right in front of your face, and you're still blocking. Your shadow is blocking.
Right where you need to see.
Yes, and I'm like, this is so stupid.
But,
yeah. TV, the TV time will definitely start going down. The cigar intake will start going up.
We watched the new Aquaman movie, Aquaman 2, and it is probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
Really? Like, the first one wasn't that great.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Is it still, what's his name?
Yeah, it's even worse than that. Like. It was so bad, like, but it was so bad I couldn't turn it off. Like, I had to finish it to see just how bad it was going to be, and it was real bad. Like, my buddy was watching it at the same time at his house, and he was texting me. And he's like, I got to turn this crap off. Like, I can't do it. But I'm a trooper. I stuck
it
until the end.
Finish it out, yeah.
And it was just as bad as I expected it to be. Have you guys ever seen The Crow?
Like the old movie?
No,
I have not.
Well, they're making another one, a remake of The Crow, and everybody's all pissed off, and I really don't know why. Because it's Skarsgård is playing The Crow, the guy who played Pennywise, and he was in Hemlock Grove and John Wick 4, the bad guy in John Wick 4. Amazing actor. He's never done anything bad. But people are all up in arms because he like has tattoos all over him. And I just don't understand why they're so pissed off. Because, like, everybody I know has tattoos all over them except for Travis.
Yeah.
And my friend Jordan. This is the only two people I know that don't have a tattoo.
I don't have a single tattoo. Scott, you got one, don't you? Or two?
I'm all right.
Yeah. You freak.
Why am I a freak?
I don't know. I honestly don't have anything against tattoos. I would just say I've thought of several things, and I'm like, oh, that'd be really cool to tattoo. For a month.
You come across as a guy that would get a tramp stamp to me.
Oh, yeah. Big old Target.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do it, but...
A tramp stamp?
Sure.
I'll pay for it.
But I know I can't think of anything I want on my body the rest of my life.
We're doing it.
Oh, we get to pick. If we're paying,
we're
picking.
Okay, I'll do it, but I want like a henna tattoo or something that's going to wash off.
Oh, no.
No.
I just don't know if I want something the rest of my life.
You're not going to see it anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
It's free.
Real quick, I looked up this show. She said her name, Elsabeth.
Elsabeth?
Elsabeth.
Okay.
That's the show. The new one.
Elsabeth.
You should watch it. It's actually really... Did you like Monk back in the day?
Yeah.
It's not quite like that.
Have you watched the Monk movie that just came out?
No, I haven't. I need to watch that. There's only one episode out now, and it's really good.
Nice. Yeah, we'll check that out.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the other one I told you about?
I haven't watched any TV other than what I just told you.
No one ever listens to me.
I actually had a big commission that I've been working on since October. I finally got it done and shipped off to Canada. So that was the majority of my week. I had to get that done.
That makes him sound so fancy.
I am fancy.
It makes me feel fancy just being friends with him.
Yeah, that's true.
My friend was working on a big commission all week.
Yeah, you're famous by relation to me.
I am.
Yeah. You're welcome.
One day when you're big and
making
cameos and movies and stuff. Like,
speaking of which.
I was there in the beginning.
Yeah. Speaking of which, right now, as soon as we're done with this podcast, me and Max are on our way to Indianapolis for the Geek Meet Indy.
That's what it's called?
Toy comic show stuff. We're setting up the art booth there. It's always a great show. And you'll probably see me on some YouTube videos because... the last 2 years, I was on Froggy Flip's video, and
he likes you,
Pixel Dan. Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
I didn't say anybody didn't. I'm just saying that I've watched
the way
two
you
that
said that. He likes you.
Yeah, we became friends.
Like, yeah. He really built him up on his video.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll text back and forth. He's a super cool guy.
Oh, you have his digits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, right? I know. Ooh, so you'll see a three-peat, I'm sure.
Man.
This is Froggy Flips.
Man.
But yeah, he has my dream job. He looks for toys to buy full-time. That's his job.
That's his job.
He builds his collection of toys.
You should just quit your job.
You should. You should just quit.
I think I could do that.
I do too.
I think you could.
Once my vehicles are paid, there may be a strong push to try and do that.
I think you'd be good at it.
Because I'm good at it anyway.
I'll push you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
But yeah, everybody be watching Froggy Flips because I'll be on there in a week.
You could be Davey Flips.
Something like that.
Davey Flips.
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, well.
We'll work on that.
We're just starting
spitballing.
Here.
Yeah. Just spitballing.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Staying in a hotel tonight. Gonna relax in the pool.
Oh,
yeah. Get some good dinner somewhere. Just me and Max.
But nothing till dinner.
That's right.
Max said he had a free McDonald's meal, though.
No, he has like $3 on his gift card.
Oh.
$6 on his gift card.
Oh, so, okay.
So
you can
get
buy
McDouble.
Much at
he can
McDonald's
get
anymore.
A McDouble and a half.
Yeah.
They have a $1 McDouble coupon. So.
Oh, there you go.
Looky there. Ah,
smart man. Use the app.
There we go.
Back in the day, it made me feel like such a genius, and it took great joy in it because now they don't have them, but back when they first came out with the McDouble, it was $1, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, McDouble only had one piece of cheese and then the two patties. If you ordered a double cheeseburger, it was $1.49, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you ordered a McDouble and added a slice of cheese is only 25 cents.
And
I would go in and do it, and I said, I want a McDouble, add a slice of cheese.
Oh,
and the woman
goes,
so you want a double cheese? I go, no. I want a McDouble, add a slice of cheese, $1.25. Who's the winner?
Yeah, these places don't think through their
pricing. No, they don't. They do that
pricing.
Stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, why would I not do
now
that?
Now everything's just $5.
Yeah. Now that McDouble, I think they're like two something.
They're almost $4.
Yeah.
They're like $3.
It's expensive to eat.
Because I
anymore.
Used to get the triple cheese, and it was $2 then. Two or $2.50.
You can still get the triple cheese
they're
meal
$3.49.
Through their app. Like, even though they're not in stores.
Well, they still have them. I don't think.
No, they're not on the menu. Like, you can't order it unless you order it through the app.
Oh, I don't know. It might be on here. But I order it. That's what I get almost every time I go, but.
It's kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not too much meat. Mm-hmm. And it's still the thinner patties, which are better than the quarter patties.
Yes, exactly.
Enough about McDonald's.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they're not paying for advertisement.
No. Oh, you got out the pick.
Yeah.
I enjoy taking that baby down to the wire.
I love these.
How do you like them? That's the attic, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, our friend Nick told us that the attic series was actually the red, West Tampa red.
Which I have a whole brand new box in the humidor not opened.
But
we'll
then we saw that they're coming out with the attic series again.
Yes.
So that has
me
curious.
I bet it's a different blend.
Yeah, I wonder if that's their way to test new blends.
I bet it is.
So I'm excited to try that.
Yeah.
Because so far, all their cigars are wonderful.
I don't know if I've tried the attic. I tried the black and the red and the white.
The attic's
good. Am I going to have to give you an attic?
Well, you gave him that one just because he said he liked it. I'm just sitting here like a little wicked stepchild.
I actually think you would like that.
No, don't give me one.
Okay.
No, I don't want it. I wouldn't take it now if it was the last
cigar.
I'll
take that one, too.
Oh, look at this kid.
Do you want it or not?
I'm just saying I didn't think I had tried one.
Try one.
I've tried all the other, because this is West Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll like it. Speaking of which, how are you guys' cigars?
Mine is wonderful.
Mine is wonderful.
But I love these.
Yes.
No, this is good, too.
Yeah.
I won't go as far as saying I love these, but I like it because it's still infused. But it's something totally different. It's not like from Drew Estates, like infused, I don't think. So you would probably actually
and
both
what was that called again?
Like that.
Was it called again?
This one's they're called the Upsetter. There's like a line
Upsetters.
Of them. But this is the Zola. Z-O-L-A.
Interesting.
And I like their one they came out with, it's the original Rude Dude. That's my favorite of them. Of the Upsetter line.
I remember you telling me that, and I tried to find it, and I couldn't.
They're very hard to find. And when you do find them, usually all they have is the Zolos and the
Rude. Did you find that local, like speakeasy?
No, I got this in Florida. That's one. They're all over down there, but here, no, you can't hurt. I'm going next week. I'll get you guys one. We'll smoke them.
Oh yeah, you're doing spring break.
Yeah, we're doing spring break. Yeah,
can't believe it's spring break already.
You're leaving Friday?
Saturday morning.
We'll have to figure out recording.
Yeah,
maybe Friday night after work.
Mm-hmm. I could do
Would
that.
Would that work?
Mm-hmm.
We can just do it in my house.
That will work if I don't go to Champaign.
Okay.
If they win, I may go. I don't know. I'm debating.
Well, keep us updated. I can do it Thursday also.
I mean, we could do a remote you in. Could you give us an hour down in Florida on the beach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Especially even like Saturday, or not Saturday, more like.
Now, the beach you're going to, can you smoke on the beach? Because some beaches, you're technically not supposed to smoke.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I do. I mean, I always have. You smoked on the beach with me down there.
I know, but there's some that says no smoking.
That doesn't say anywhere no smoking, and I see people smoking cigarettes. If you're smoking a cigarette, by God, I'm smoking a cigar.
Yep.
And some people get so butthurt about that. No cigars, no cigars.
Well, like, if I do it, I make sure I'm aware.
Yes, I do too.
I'm not going to be right on top of somebody and light one up. I'll move over.
Yep.
I try to respect them.
So. I usually wait till, you know, it gets darker out and there's nobody out.
Well, let me ask you, on that note, on the total flip side, I've been to a few lounges, cigar lounges, that will say no cigarettes. And to me, I'm like, I don't care what you smoke. I mean, as long as you're not smoking weed in there, I don't hate the smell of that. But do you...
To me, cigarettes have a lot more pungent...
They do.
...odor.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Just personally, I can pick out cigarette smoke over cigar smoke.
Yes.
I like that rule.
I think it's more chemically.
You like that rule.
Mm-hmm. And I think that could taint, like, cigars.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that. I mean,
it's no different than, like, vaping in the cigar lounge, you know.
Because I've had a lot of people tell me, well, I hate smells. They're like, well, at least a cigar smells good, you know, when you smoke it. And so many people, it makes me feel old, but everybody, when you smoke, they're like, oh, that makes me think of my grandpa. I'm like,
well, that makes me feel old.
Exactly. I'm like,
there's a lot of young cigar smokers. Maybe not back in the day, I guess. Maybe
there's a lot more now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think
it's more of a, just call it a fad now. It's kind of caught on. It's a trend.
A trend,
I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. I mean, I've smoked them since I was freaking 18, but I've definitely ramped up over the years.
Yeah. You send us like 9 pictures a day.
Yeah, while we're working and can't smoke.
Well, you're typing on my computer.
I always send it and say, I'm smoking this one for you guys.
That makes us feel real good.
Yeah, hopefully my boss doesn't ever listen to this. He doesn't care.
So, yeah,
Dave, me and you'll have to go to like to the log cabin
and
smoke out back one day for lunch.
Heck yeah, man.
When it warms up a little more.
Yep.
Would you have time for that? You get an hour?
I can take up to an hour, yeah.
It'd be a stretch, but. Yeah. We could do a small
one. I can probably even take a little longer if I ask.
Why don't you guys just go over? Why don't you just drive over to his shop and just smoke in the parking lot?
Probably could smoke around back.
Could we do that?
I don't see why not.
I'd do that.
He's the only one there, so
we could watch the planes go in and out.
I am the only one there.
Who's
going to
tell you to?
Week?
Yeah. Who's the only one going to tell you to stop?
They might come in over the camera system and say, "Hey, you can't do that."
But we're outside, out back.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. I could bring my chair and we could
do
that.
Does that ever make you nervous, like when you're in there by yourself and you know you work for that company and they obviously have security cameras in there? Do you ever feel like I really pick my nose, but I know someone's watching me?
I don't care if they're watching me.
You know what I mean?
Do you really think somebody is sitting there watching
the camera? No, but I don't know that.
Sometimes they check in, I'm sure.
But they're not sitting there watching full time.
My friend that works up there might, just because.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to catch me doing something.
Yeah.
But
I would have to almost do something just to see if they are watching.
Just dig real deep and go.
It's the only weird time is when you're just coming out of the bathroom from peeing and you got to adjust, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I like hide behind my chair and adjust properly.
Yeah.
It starts hanging to the left, so you move it over.
Oh, it's itching. Yeah.
I have to say, I am getting to the age where it takes me a little longer to pee, because you don't want to put it away too soon.
Right.
Because then you get them little extra drip. I'm like, God dang it, I was done. I stood there for 2 minutes and nothing came
out. Wait till you hit 50.
Is it worse?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 43, and I'm standing there shaking, dipping, doing everything. No matter what, you put it away.
It only gets worse, let me tell you that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. For long, I had like a water gun in my pocket. It
gets worse.
Yeah.
Scotty, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I don't. Seems like. Okay. Jack and Coke or Crown and Coke?
Crown and Coke, if I had to do them. I never liked Jack. I couldn't drink just straight Jack.
That's a hard question.
Can I do honey cream? No, Jack?
You, okay. It's one right. or the other.
All right. Well, he asked if he could fly.
It's regular Jack, regular Crown.
You got feathers. Honest to God, I thought turkeys could fly.
I would have Crown and Coke more than I would have Jack and Coke.
Me too.
Even though I love Jack and Coke. Have you had the premix Jack and Cokes in the cans?
No.
They're awesome.
I am not a Jack guy.
Mm-mm. I'm not either. Ugh. Like, I appreciate it.
I keep a
now.
Bottle here because there's people that love it.
Yep. Yeah.
But no. I'm not a Jack guy.
Travis gave me a big giant bottle of Jack, and it's got to be old. Like, and I think some of the water has evaporated out of it.
So it's like, straight out.
So it's like, it's more sweet. And
so it's
dark.
About 150 proof now.
Was it the big like liter one?
Yeah, it's almost like syrup.
Yeah, no, that one was. Yeah, that one's pretty old because I was the same with Scott. I just kept it in the bar because some people would want it. But
I mean, it's very popular. People
yes,
like
but
it.
But
I leave Jack. It. I leave that and the Fireball and all that stuff, all the flavored stuff out for my brother.
That's right.
Whoever comes over, they can help themselves. And I got my four or five bottles that I'm keeping back for
that's
me.
That's what I would
so
do.
So why did you choose Crown?
I said I would do. If I had to do it, I'd do Crown and Coke.
Yeah, me too. By far.
What about Jim Beam? Jim Beam and Coke, I cannot drink it.
Can't drink it.
I drank that so much when I was younger. Like
after drinking,
I can't do it.
Better bourbons, I can't.
It's horrible.
I can't do Jim Beam. It's,
I had another night on just like the Fireball handle night. I had a handle of, and it had just came out, and me and Pelker, he had bought it. It was a handle of the Jim Beam Red Stag.
I have one there. You want
that's
a
not
sample?
Too terrible.
It's not bad.
It's not too terrible.
Have you ever tried it with Dr. Pepper?
Mm-mm. No.
It's good.
Okay. I've tried it with my lips in the bottle, and that's about it.
Oh, gosh.
And that night, me and him killed that handle. And
there's a girl at the Elks that does the Red Stag and Dr. Pepper, like, and I tried one night. It was actually pretty good.
Jim Beam is one of those whiskeys that just hurts. It makes your body physically hurt.
I think all whiskey does that after a while, but
maybe. I mean, but just a little bit. Yeah. Just one Jim Beam and Coke, you're feeling like crap tomorrow.
The number one thing that makes my body hate me is tequila. Oh,
yeah.
That's like one of the worst drunks you can ever get is just straight tequila.
Yeah.
Well, straight,
Well, yeah.
It's like it's mixed with crack or something. Like, you're just out of your mind when you're drinking tequila.
Total different drunk,
Yeah.
And you just keep wanting more.
Yeah, my wife gets mean as hell.
See, that's the way I am on bourbon. I just want more.
More,
More.
Well, I see.
Because it tastes so good.
Yes.
And the more you drink
it,
the better it tastes.
Yes, exactly. I try to tell Stephanie that. She just doesn't get it.
I get it, Scott. I've always been there for you when
Thank
you've been
you.
Drunk.
She doesn't like it.
Drunk Scott is pretty funny. He does say fuck you a lot.
I can't wait. I can't wait till our cook-off here this year. See if.
Well,
Scott gets drunk like he did the first year.
Oh, no, Lord. Scott's
when
not.
Me and Travis were on the golf cart and he was sending us pictures.
Yeah.
No, not happening.
He was offending everyone around.
Yeah.
Not happening.
He did offend a couple
That's
people.
May 18th, listeners, if you're local and would like to come.
Yes. Well, that'd
is
be
everybody
great
invited?
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on by.
Come on
by.
May 18th, right?
Get a hold of us. Yep, May 18th.
Yeah. Now, are we doing the other one for sure? The Waterloo?
I think so.
As far as I can tell.
Well, if they put that out there, because we want the listeners to
they'll let us fit our tent.
What,
I don't see why
May
11th? I think they will. Yeah. I think that's...
Let the PR guy handle it.
We're going to have to unload and then go park, which I don't have a problem with.
No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but no, I think... I messaged him. He said, I think we can accommodate that.
So our first comp of the year will be May 11th, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
May
11th. There is one
unless we can find one before then just as a warm-up.
There is one at the end of April that Dave sent that in Salem, Illinois, that we may go to.
Nashville.
There's witches there.
Was it Nashville?
Nashville.
I thought it was Nashville.
I think it's Nashville.
Okay. It's in April. We may do it.
If it's in Salem, that's even better. But...
I think it is Salem. There is one in Salem. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
Well, anyway.
I've been looking for like a one-day thing we could do to like knock the rest off.
Right now, anyway, there's a 95% chance.
Well, we are definitely doing that.
We're doing Waterloo, May 11th, and Waterloo, Illinois. That's of the ones we've done, that's probably my favorite, just because it's a neat little downtown area.
It is a cool area.
It's a cool area, and that's why we keep going back to it. But, yeah, have the listeners come out, do that, hang out with us.
And that one is a beer and barbecue mm-hmm. festival, a bunch of craft beers, and all the ones I tried last year were so good.
Stephanie actually enjoyed it. She said some of them beers were good, and she is not a beer drinker.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. a craft beer made at home is so much better than one made by, you know, a bottling company. Yeah. It's just so good. It's nice and fresh and yummy.
I almost sent you some guy... one of them things or something. He was selling a whole still, the whole real nice setup. I almost sent it to you. I was like
a craft beer setup?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's been more maybe like a moonshine setup.
I don't think that's legal to talk about, Charles.
Well, he was selling it on Facebook.
It's got to be legal if it's online, right?
Yeah, I don't
people
know.
Have them everywhere. Nobody's going to come in and bust you. My buddy's got a huge one. In Harrisburg.
What's his address?
I have a homemade one.
His address is Bumfuck Harrisburg, Illinois. I mean, you could have this guy's address and you still ain't finding
you're
it.
You're probably
I
not going to find it.
You're not going to find it unless you know right where it's at.
That's awesome. Yeah, everybody come out to the Lake Cook-Off.
May 18th.
Yeah, we're going to cook a bunch of food, samples for everyone. There's always a ton of food to eat.
Mm-hmm. If you guys need the address or something, just reach out to one of us.
If you want to, bring a side. Bring your drinks. Come hang out.
Bring the fam. Bring
lawn
the kids.
Chairs.
Yeah.
Bring lawn chairs.
Like, bring your lawn chairs. Bring the kids.
Cigars.
We're going to try to get some kids, music again.
Fishing poles.
I'll sing.
The guy last year that played is booked, so.
We need to try to get the one guy that couldn't do it last year that we saw at the cigar lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ryan Gilchrist.
Gilchrist. Yep. He's awesome.
I haven't messaged him. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, do that. He's really good.
Yeah.
But
anyway, good idea.
May 11th and May 18th will be either in Waterloo or Lake Benton.
We be cooking.
All right, guys.
Come and hang out with us.
It's been fun.
It sure has.
Till next time.
Till next time. Bye-bye. Bum, 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 bum. Hey, we brushed over it a minute ago, but can either one of you guys tell me what that is from when we were talking about flying? And I said, God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. And it's totally your age.
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about. No.
Have you never seen, back in the day, WKRP in Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that.
Well, they did this one for Thanksgiving.
I was a little bitty kid.
Yeah, they did the thing for Thanksgiving.
Didn't they have a turkey drop or
something? Yeah, and he took all these live turkeys in a plane.
Yes, I remember
that. And dropped them. And then Les Peterman, the agony, oh. And then the guy comes back who headed it up, but he goes, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was such a great show. Yeah. I love that show.
I loved Les Nessman. He always pretended his desk was an office. If you walked up, he wouldn't talk to you until you knocked on his pretend door.
I wonder if that's replaying.
Anywhere. Oh, it is everywhere,
I'm sure you could find it out
there. WKRP in Cincinnati.
I want to watch it.
Bye-bye, fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Bye-bye.